from KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. As many as 400,000 Californians will lose their federal unemployment benefits this weekend if Congress and the president fail to reach an agreement to extend the payments. Outside an unemployment office in San Francisco today, Ahmed Al-Muttari said he doesn't know what he'll do without an extension.
How can I pay my rent? I mean, I got a wife. She goes to school. It's really tough.
The California Employment Development Department oversees unemployment benefits in the state, and Lori Levy is the department's spokesperson. Ms. Levy, the president said this afternoon congressional leaders are working on a deal, and if they don't reach it, he wants an up or down vote on a bill that would include extending unemployment benefits. How is your department responding to this very fluid and no doubt stressful situation?
Indeed, it is stressful, and we're very concerned about the welfare, obviously, of our customers, and we're working to ensure that they at least have the information they need so they can prepare. And we certainly have prepared the necessary technical programming to restart the extension benefits, and that is ready to go in the event that the President and Congress do agree to extend payments in this program. And again, that's as long as they don't make any major changes in the existing weeks or the tiers of benefits.
If I'm receiving extended unemployment benefits right now and my claim has a balance remaining on it, what happens to that balance if Congress doesn't act?
I think that's the biggest question we're getting. You know, I remain unemployed and I still have a balance here on this federal extension claim. Don't I get any further benefits? Unfortunately, the answer to that for the moment is no. Even if someone has any kind of remaining balance on their current federal extension claim, the ED cannot pay any further benefits on that claim after this week ending tomorrow, the 29th. It does require further action from Congress and the President to change that. And again, if that does happen, we'll put the necessary programming in place. We will automatically reopen claims and send customers the necessary paperwork they'll need. And customers will not have to contact the department. That's important for them to know because EDD will work to seamlessly restart the extension program as long as there aren't any major changes in that federal extension program.
People like the man we heard from at the beginning of this interview, Mr. Ahmed Al-Muttari, are really in a terrible position if they lose their benefits. What are their options? How do they pay the rent and eat?
Well, you know, that's a good question. The unemployment insurance program was developed after the Great Depression, so many years ago, and it was designed to provide some temporary wage replacement to help someone get by until they find that next job. And so we've been notifying all of our customers that there are some additional social services programs that may be out there to help them if needed. You know, the CalFresh food stamp program, the Keep Your Home California Mortgage Assistance Program. There's also the one-stop career centers out in communities, and we're advising people to go in there, avail yourselves of those services to help with your job search, even get some training if needed. So we're trying to make sure they're at least well aware of other services out there to help them.
According to your figures, close to 930,000 Californians have had their unemployment benefits cut off this year. And that makes me curious about the workers in your department who interact with these people and see the devastation up close on a daily basis. What's it like right now for your employees on the front lines?
Oh, it's been extremely difficult. You know, this has been a very long and difficult recession, and there have been many people who have been relying on these benefits. So it truly is one of these things that can be very, very difficult on long-term unemployed if they are indeed cut off. But we've at least been able to provide that extra assistance to people. So during the recession, it could have been very difficult if those extension benefits weren't available.
Lori Levy, thank you.
Thank you. And again, we appreciate it. We really strongly encourage people to follow us on that website, follow us on our Facebook and Twitter pages. We'll make sure we get the information out there. And hopefully any decision, if it is made, it will be made quickly. And that way we can really limit any delays.
Lori Levy is a spokesperson for the California Employment Development Department. And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.